Chapter 1. Who is Stephen Hawking? Soon after his 21st birthday, a doctor told Stephen Hawking that he had a dangerous disease. "You will only live for a few more years," the doctor said. But Stephen lived for 55 more years and became one of the most famous scientists of our time. Because of Stephen, millions of people understood that disability does not stop you doing great things. They also learnt some very important things about our world and the universe. Stephen Hawking was born in Oxford on the 8th of January 1942. He went to the University of Oxford when he was only 17, and later went to study and then work at the University of Cambridge. He was a scientist, and he tried to answer difficult questions. One big question was, how did the universe begin? He thought about this question all his life. Because he had a disability, Stephen's body was not strong, and as he grew older, it became very weak. But Stephen's mind was always strong, and he kept working until the end of his life. After 1985, Stephen's disability got worse. Stephen could not move his mouth or his hands, so he could not speak or use his fingers to write with a computer. Then, a computer scientist built a special speaking machine for him. Stephen was not able to speak anymore, but he could move some muscles in his face. Stephen moved the muscles, and the machine helped him to speak. Stephen was in a wheelchair for most of his life, but he still travelled all across the world for his work. In 2007, he even visited the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. He went there to fly in zero gravity. Stephen wrote many books. His most famous book was A Brief History of Time, From the Big Bang to Black Holes. More than 10 million people bought this book. He won many awards for his work and became famous across the world, sometimes in surprising ways. Let's look closer at the extraordinary life of Stephen Hawking.